This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Oil producers often deliberately destroy something they could sell. They burn off natural gas. It's a byproduct of pumping oil from the ground. And a byproduct of burning all that gas, greenhouse emissions. New research from Rice University in Houston explains what it might take to get energy companies to cut back. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
If you take a drive through the oil fields of West Texas and fix your gaze on the horizon, you'll see flames shooting from the tops of vertical pipes. That's called flaring. The process spews carbon dioxide and other pollutants, contributing to climate change and poor air quality. Mark Agerton is lead author of the Rice Study. He teaches agricultural and resource economics at the University of California, Davis, and says it's often cheaper to burn the gas than for companies to sell it.
Even though the gas is a valuable product, the cost-benefit doesn't work out for the company.
These days, natural gas sells for so little, it's more cost-effective to burn than send it to market through a pipeline. So what would motivate oil companies to burn less? Agerton says the rules in place don't have any teeth, so regulators can do a couple of things.
Either denying companies a permit if they don't meet standards, or putting a tax on flaring that says, you know, you can flare, but for a price.
Oil producers have argued that no matter what the price of flaring may be, they lack pipelines to move the gas to market. Gunnar Schade is a professor of atmospheric science at Texas A&M University. He says if we build more pipelines to reduce the amount of flaring, that has its own consequences.
Any new infrastructure that we build helps to perpetuate the fossil fuel age, and therefore is exactly not what we should be doing if we actually want to address global climate change.
He says some energy companies have already reduced the amount they're flaring.
And they've done this not because there's regulation, but because it makes a lot of good sense, and it's the responsible thing to do.
But Schade says not all companies see it that way, and until it makes economic sense to reduce flaring, the industry as a whole will continue to burn. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.